The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Something to say?
Follow us on Twitter
at TNT Radio Empire
and tweet back. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Picked a bad month to quit doing methadone, apparently.
And they'll probably be keeping an eye on Nick at work today.
Pretty sure that's been happening for a while.
Yeah. Count his pockets. Count what's in his pockets, I guess. Ed Begley Jr. was on the phone with us earlier today.
He's going to have to work like an American gangster.
That's right.
Naked.
Yep, you're right.
That goes for the radio, too.
Naked. Yeah. Plus one to see your ass, because that's what you'd be seeing right now.
So I got a note the other day.
He's in the right spot.
Yeah. We were talking about Brooke Baldwin, the CNN anchor, who had the COVID.
Mm-hmm.
If anybody at Fox News has had the COVID, so I looked it up, and there was one lady. She's a liberal analyst, so she's a punching bag. I've seen her before.
Yeah, why would you go on that?
Kathy Aru is her name.
Not part of the lying media, which is the rest of Fox?
No, that's the real news.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Chris Cuomo and
Fox Baldwin. Fox was actually advertising where people are going to protest. That's stupid.
It's so stupid.
It's so stupid. I mean, they were actually advertising that for 2-3 days. How to join the protest.
It's like the chicken pox parties that people would
throw. Exactly right.
No, those actually made sense.
Yeah,
I believe I was taken to a chicken pox party when I was a kid.
Yeah, you're
just rubbing up against other kids.
Right, the chicken pox.
That's how we got you out of the house that night. How about it, Craig? Right?
Well, yeah.
Chicken pox apparently is a little less deadly than the
COVID-19. Yeah, it is.
The queen, not a queen, the queen, is 94 today.
Man, I stop on Bohemian Rhapsody whenever it's on now because it's a great movie. You can see great music whenever you stop. It's pretty cool.
She doesn't go in the Deadpool pile?
She's a rock, man.
No, her husband's on the Deadpool.
He's going to go. He's been, just give him the keys, he'll hit something.
Who's next in line? Who's waiting for her
to
die?
Charles.
He still is, but he ain't going to get it. Actually, they can bypass him, too.
I think they should. He'd be a pretty dopey king.
Yeah. It's going to be the son before him.
And then his firstborn.
Yeah.
William, right?
Sure.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter who's the king.
No.
To them, it still does.
Charles and William are the next two in line.
And the other kid left. That Harry left. So would he? Harry is he even still in line?
He would have been. He would have been in line. Yeah, behind.
He technically
behind
still
William,
is
behind William. Yeah.
Right now the line.
Oh no! It's William's kids before the brother. Yeah, it is. So he's down the line.
Yeah, he should have left.
William's got two boys, I believe.
Yeah.
Well, according to this, all three of William's kids would be
ahead of Harry.
They're third, fourth, and fifth in line to the throne.
Right.
And then Prince Harry is sixth.
Right.
This thing goes
That's how it works.
This thing goes 59 people deep.
Oh.
To the succession to the throne.
You don't want to be 59th.
There was some dude at a pub. Hey, I'm 45th in line to be the king.
60th is Nancy Pelosi.
Vote her out.
She gets to be queen if the other 59 die.
Vote her out. I read today from a Nebraska voter. I said, you can't.
Oh, yeah. You need to inform some of those people that.
No, I don't. I just block them anymore.
You're in her district.
I have enough
stupidity
in my life. I can't deal with it.
It's not up to you to vote her out or not.
Dumbasses.
But I'm sure, some guy in David City, Nebraska, has tremendous influence over someone in the Bay Area they're going to vote.
Yeah.
Well, he probably goes there and votes.
Yeah. Oh, that's right.
Oh, yeah, sure.
They just let anybody vote there, don't they? Anybody can just go vote there.
Yeah.
Pelosi will take your vote.
No, I'm pretty sure it's only the libtards that cheat when they vote.
That's it. I think Todd's right about that.
That's what I've heard.
Yeah. All right. Hundreds of Amazon workers set to call out of work this week in protest of the company's treatment of workers during the crisis.
Damn.
Mass call-out set to begin today, follow several other walkouts at facilities nationwide.
It sounds kind of sweatshoppy there.
Yeah, it does.
Oh, yeah.
It does. And they could actually pay him even more.
Reports showed that at least one employee has tested positive for the virus at over 130 Amazon facilities.
And they're dotted all over the country, aren't they?
Yeah, and at least one positive at each of them.
That's why they're boycotting. They don't want to get sick. Yeah.
Yeah, and you can see that.
Yep.
In Southern California, the Venice Beach skate park, the powers that be were tired of the skaters just refusing to not go.
Right.
And so they filled it in with sand.
Yeah. I saw
oh,
that.
Just put all those holes yes. right with sand. Yeah.
So then the skaters.
What they do? Try to dig it out?
They dug it out.
Yeah, but even then it's rough.
Yeah, but they put dirt bikes on it.
Oh.
The motorized dirt bikes.
Yeah, yeah.
Huh. So you got the whoop-de-doos?
Yes. Yeah, they put, they're the small ones.
Right, yeah. Mm-hmm. I know what you mean. The mini bikes. I've seen
Yeah, little mini dirt bikes. Yeah, yeah. So now, they kind of cleaned it out and are riding those in there now.
Oh, jeez.
Sounds like fun.
It looked like fun.
Yeah, they set it up just like they would in an arena where they bring in tons of dirt. They just did the work for them.
Yeah.
And the skaters said, well, let's just get the bikes out.
Now they're going
to
fill
now
with
they
cement.
Did have to get shovels out and do everything that they did.
But they couldn't they couldn't make them smooth for the skateboards.
There
anymore,
was a little landscaping involved.
Yeah, so get the dirt bikes out.
It's okay, pretty ambitious.
Yeah.
Well, what else are you going to do when you were planning on skating?
Plus, those guys, that's what they do.
And they dumped a bunch of sand in your skate box.
The CBS Masters Rewind drew 2.2 million viewers.
That's why they had to open up Georgia, so we can get the damn Masters in.
In November.
What's the tentative plan on that one, November?
November.
Virtual racing started off strong in the ratings, but that has since lost.
And racism took over.
That's lost steam.
Damn, I just said
just
that.
The one guy.
I just said that. Yeah, it got some bad pub, though.
And the horse.
Got some really bad pub, man.
The Horse Challenge, drawing very few viewers as well.
Yeah, that's a brutal show. Horse is really brutal.
What's the Horse Challenge?
That
H-O-R-S-E.
H-O-R-S-E.
Oh, I thought I was thinking actual horses.
When you lose your son every night. Oh, you're looking at some horse thing.
You were looking at the steeplechase.
Yeah. Just man and a horse. Challenge you, buddy.
Horses trying to get out of a room.
Right.
Okay, so we mentioned that The Last Dance, the Michael Jordan documentary, got an average record-breaking 6.1 million viewers.
The first night,
at ESPN.
Mm-hmm.
The previous, and it's their highest for a documentary ever, the previous high for a documentary premiere in the 30 for 30 era.
Was it Ric Flair?
No.
I'll
give you a hint.
Okay, you don't have
to. It was from 2012.
Doesn't mean it happened in 2012, though, so I don't know what that would mean.
It aired in 2012.
It aired in 2012, and the Ric Flair was since then.
Yeah, it has been since then.
So that's a clue.
Another big one.
And I would have never gotten this, I would have never gotten this.
Andre the Giant.
No.
Christian Leitner.
No.
That's a good one.
But even then, that was post-2012.
Tell us.
I'm sure we watched it.
Bo.
Yes.
Yeah, Bo Jackson. Yeah.
Very good.
That was a good one. He's the best two-sport athlete ever, by far.
Oh.
No comparison.
It was insane.
No
I saw
comparison.
A clip of him recently. It was at some camp with a bunch of, junior high kids or something, and he had to introduce himself. He's like, my name's Bo Jackson. I used to play, and I used to also play football, and I was pretty good.
Yeah, the junior high kids, they wouldn't know who he was.
I know. It's just crazy. Bo Jackson had to go, I kind of did some stuff.
I know your sister.
I like the Marcus Dupree one.
I was good too.
Yeah.
Really good.
Called The Best That Never Was.
They're all really done well.
Yeah.
Oh, and even the Bo Jackson thing only brought in 3.5 mil, 3.6 mil.
Well, this is, it would have been big anyway with Jordan, but it's bigger now because we're sitting
the cap to bottom.
Yeah, it would have been about 3 or 4 if it was just a regular weekend.
Yeah, if it was competing against
regular sports,
live sports.
Right. But still, that's obviously big.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
In one small Maryland town, apparently some people are checking the mail in their underwear.
Yeah, they're telling cops saying don't do that.
Is this just some people, or are they doing this because of one guy? Or
I'm assuming it's one guy.
This is a prevalent problem. When I read this article, they're talking about one guy. Why don't you just address that one guy?
Hey, Jim, put on your pants.
Yeah. Because everybody in that town knows who they're talking about.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's a national story now. And you know damn well it's one guy.
Well, the police actually wrote, "You know who you are."
Yes.
Yes.
This
Jim,
is your final warning.
Yeah. Then just say, Jim, put on your pants.
Yeah. Go knock on his door. And say, everybody wants you to put some pants on.
Yeah, your balls are hanging out, man. Yeah.
I would love to see a dude walking every day in his underwear.
You could be that guy.
I could be that guy.
You got your afternoons free.
I do.
Well, if it's that much of a problem, maybe they could just talk to the mail person and be like, hey, just take his mail to the door.
I think I also saw that.
Unless you want to get that close to it. You don't want to get that close.
Was it Florida or somewhere? A couple of lawyers got scolded by a judge because they were zooming into a trial, sitting in bed with, you know, not a suit on.
Really?
One guy.
Yeah.
Did you offer not to wear underwear?
Yeah.
No, get out of bed, put on clothes, and then zoom into the trial.
Yeah, so that's what they were doing.
We know who you are.
They should do that. Whatever the local news is there, some small local TV station, they say, and the police have asked for Jim to wear his underwear. They just have Jim there standing there behind him on screen.
If you are him or you know him, tell him to put on some pants.
We used to live in a neighborhood where kind of across the street, catty corner, you know, a couple houses, apparently, and I never saw this, but it was well known around the neighborhood that this woman would step out onto the porch to get the mail in her underwear.
Yep. Was she young?
No.
Oh, she didn't want to see it?
Yeah.
You didn't want to see it?
Nothing you necessarily wanted to see?
Like no.
Varicose veins
I never saw this. I never saw this, but I kept hearing about it.
Right.
And she would apparently step out in her, you know, large granny panties.
Right.
Far enough to where everyone could see, and she'd get her mail.
Yeah.
And
shaking that thing, huh?
I don't. I said, well, what's your problem with this? Well, she's out there in her underwear.
Right.
Well, if she was wearing a bathing suit, she could wear less than that.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Answer was, ooh. I said, so?
Yeah, it's legal.
They're like, well, but she's in her underwear. Right. Fine, but her underwear is covering more than it could.
Same with this guy in Maryland. He could just put a Speedo on.
Yeah.
It'd be perfectly legal.
Walk outside with a Speedo. Yep.
Take off your underwear.
Okay, I just had that clip.
So it's
take off your underwear.
If we're going to die, let us die drunk.
Take off your underwear.
Is that some sort of indecent exposure if you're walking around in your underwear?
I don't think so.
No, because you're not exposed.
So.
If it's containing everything, it shouldn't be.
Yeah. It might be, you know, you might be offended if you're prude, but it's not.
Yeah.
You can't get a...
No, it's not.
Ticket for it or anything.
Yeah, butt thong are legal. Butt thong bikinis are legal everywhere. You see them everywhere. Mm-hmm. And thank you. Thank you for wearing those. There's things
you're most of you.
Well, I don't really see. I don't see people that don't. I don't really. Once in a while. Yeah.
Yeah.
If this guy's got a ball hanging out, it's an issue.
Yeah, you're right. But even then, I'd say, God, come out. This guy's ball hangs out. It would be my daily. You got to kill time. Jim's ball's hanging out at the mailbox. Let's go. Check it out. I bring the kids down. Check it out.
There he is.
There's his ball.
Yeah, I mean, like Kreischer's neighbors have probably seen him out in the front yard filming something with nothing but a Speedo on.
Well, he's always in the back by his pool there, but you're right.
I think I've seen some of his videos in the front yard.
But he has a Speedo on.
He was skating down the street on rollerblades with nothing but a Speedo.
That's California, dude. They do that there.
That's
nothing wrong with that.
He may be able to roll around in the naked.
Yep.
Take off your underwear.
That's what I would yell at that old lady across the street from Craig's house.
No, you wouldn't.
Did your dad see it?
No, it wasn't growing up. It was just a few years ago.
Oh, where you were living.
I was. Yeah,
and
where
you
I
wouldn't
was
have
living.
Cared, yeah.
Yeah, the kids. Yeah. The kids were telling me about this. And I tried to, so what?
Yeah, exactly.
So like, what? She ain't out there naked. She's not standing out there shaking it. She's just stepping out, getting her mail in her drawers. Leave it alone.
Getting her nail in her door.
I'd preface the clip with, Craig says, take off your underwear.
Hang on there.
Evans guy.
He's on there. Yeah.
Been giving you the eye.
Take off your underwear.
You didn't check it out just out of curiosity?
I never saw it. And you don't know when someone's going to step out for their mail. And
no,
you
don't.
And it may have been early in the day and I was busy. I never saw it. Yeah. I didn't care. I don't look at my neighbors. I don't care.
No, I wouldn't care either.
You didn't mail or something?
I wouldn't care either.
Hey, can you start picking your mail up at 12:30, please?
Yeah.
Now, if it's some dude out there whipping it out and you got to worry about your kids or something like that, it's different.
Then I care. Yeah.
Some old hag picked.
But someone just stepping out in her, in her granny panties for a second.
No.
I don't care that much.
No.
I really don't.
Yeah, I think I'd have to see it.
I would see it?
Yeah.
Well,
I'd be curious.
Yeah. I'm not offended. Even if I did see it, I'm not offended.
No.
Yeah.
Most of us are staying home and not spending money, which means there's going to be a huge downturn in the amount of tax revenue that states and cities collect.
You only got so much you can buy. I mean, so take out Tuesday, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well,
none of us are, like I said, you need new jeans, Craig.
I do.
You're not going out and get new.
I'm not. I need shorts and everything.
Yeah.
And so it's going to lead to cuts in maintaining roads, schools, and basic social services.
That's why we need to liberate this town.
Liberate.
Craig needs pants.
Yeah, I do.
And I don't like buying pants online.
I think you tuck your hoodie in those pants.
I'd like to try them on first.
They would. Yeah. They'd fit just fine.
Yeah.
I tuck my hoodie in.
You look like an idiot, but the hoodie tucked in.
More so.
Yeah, more so.
Yeah. At eHarmony, they say that they launched Video Date last week.
They're going to charge you to video date, right? God.
That lets users talk one-on-one over video when they feel comfortable to do so after some initial conversations.
Yeah.
Apparently, messages between users have gone up about 25% in April compared to March, and more users are on the site overall.
That would be tough during all this.
I wonder how many guys are letting some hang out that. Oh, sorry, is my nut hanging out? I didn't mean that.
It's my dong again.
Sorry, did you see my nut? I'm sorry. There's more where that came from.
So when all this is over, you think you want to touch it?
You want to see the other one? Come back tomorrow, I'll show you both nuts. That's what I always say on my video date.
That's how you schmooze them.
That's how you get them, man. You got to be different nowadays. Everybody can go in there and go, how you doing?
You got a feel for Derek Jeter.
Did you offer not to wear underwear?
That's what I would say. That's what Larry King video dating there.
Yeah.
We'd be like,
take off your underwear.
What about Jeter?
Derek Jeter, you got a feel for him. He's not getting paid at all.
I know.
That poor guy.
He's given up his salary for the Miami Marlins so that employees can keep their jobs. He figures that $5 million a year will help him out some.
Jeter's also renting out his mansion to Brady. The one you got a mansion in the Tampa area because that's where Yankees train in Tampa. So when he was there, he bought a big mansion there in Tampa, and Brady's renting that. And I saw it on video; it's amazing, just amazing. So he's got Brady rent.
So is he calling Jeter directly if the faucet's leaking or something?
I was wondering that too.
I would.
There's probably someone who manages
Derek,
that property.
Man, Derek, I don't know, man. She's roof's leaking. It's 2 in the morning, Tom. Right. I know, but Giselle's pissed.
Right.
Yeah, you hear that conversation. Right. That's not happening.
Look, she's bitching at me, so I'm bitching at you.
Exactly.
Joseph, me on here, man. Yeah.
On the email here, Joseph says my grandpa walks around the outside of his house in his underwear. Even drives around
town in his underwear.
Where's he live?
Even on the day Google Maps Street View is cruising around, for years he was on it in front of the house in his underwear and shot in the car in his underwear.
I love that dude.
That's awesome.
I love that dude.
Take off your underwear.
Yeah. Grandpa don't play.
God, that's funny.
TikTok, the video-based social app, announced that they will disable private messaging for anyone under 16. The age of 16. TikTok says this change is part of their commitment to improve safety on TikTok. This will take effect at the end of this month, and they say they will send a notification to users alerting them. They will determine which accounts to block based on the date of birth entered when the account was set up. And they will not carry out any additional checks. So if you're concerned that your kid under 15 is, or if this helps allay any concerns about TikTok and your kid under 15, think right. nothing of it because, well, your kid probably lied about their age when they signed up.
Probably.
I'm sure mine did.
Oh, yeah.
So this won't affect them.
Yeah.
Yeah. My kid's all excited. He filmed himself. It's a very proud moment where he does a video up there where he's just shooting a Nerf gun right into his balls.
That's a paternity test.
Yeah. That sounds like an Allen, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Ed Begley Jr. joined us, TNTRadioEmpire.com for the podcast and the streaming. If your listening habits are different nowadays, you can download the show all day long. It's free, TNTRadioEmpire.com.
Yeah, you can take your time listening to it.
Get through this S together.
Spread it throughout the day.
What is this, Tuesday? Oh, it's Tan Line Tuesday. A couple up there on Twitter already. I'll get more up there at TNT Radio Empire. Tuesday, right?
Yeah.
All right.
Yes. Yeah.
The second day.
Tomorrow's the third day of the week.
And we're going to talk to Bill Blank, our comedian buddy from Des Moines.
Nice. See you then.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Did you offer not to wear underwear?
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.